Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I am alive. I'm not fired. Yes, yes. Welcome to another exciting edition of Ask Ms. V. On V's After Dark Radio. Yes, technology is wonderful, isn't it? My phone acting up, couldn't get in on time. I barely made it. Technology is just wonderful. 2015, not getting the phone. I'm here now, so it doesn't matter. Hello. I am, of course, your host, James Azevedo. And I have my co-host here, the very lovely CEO of V's After Dark Radio, and all her nice, wonderful, pleasurable adult pleasure products. The one and only Ms. V, the Toy Lady. Hello there. I am alive. I'm here.
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
Yes. Yes, I am alive. My God. What a week. But I'm here. Yeah, oh, very well. Well, that's you every week. And I would like to thank you because I got a chance to listen to yesterday's the Black Bitch show, and if you missed it out there, how dare you? I don't know who started this rumor. Someone who probably didn't have anything else better to do, but no, I am here. I am alive, and I am not fired. You know, it's funny how you go away for a second, and people assume things. Not the case. I'd like to thank Ms. V and Sierra, you know, and for putting out there the truth, you know, without being too specific as far as, you know, what's going on with me. I wasn't able to come through, unfortunately. I had things I had to take care of. But I'm here now. That's what matters. I have no idea what you were talking about before, with maybe something that happened within the last couple of weeks, unless you have something you want to put on the table right now.
I can't discuss, you know, let's put out what we will not discuss. Some people want to begin with the letter L. The L team, we won't even.
Oh.
Can't do it.
You lying?
I can't.
What right now?
I can't.
Did they lose?
I just can't.
They lost,
know?
Right? Did they lose?
We're not discussing them.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can't, you know, my tolerance over my blood pressure. My health, I need too much.
Yeah, we're just a week away from Christmas Eve, so you at least don't want to be, you know, you don't want your blood pressure to rise and put your health in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you don't want to be in the hospital during the holiday season or any time,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact. Yeah, so if you feel that about your team, it's amazing I haven't felt that with my Giants. Who, by the way, they won whoop-de-doo on Monday night. They barely won. A team that had the same record as them, 5-7. A Dolphin team that really, I mean, okay, it's just amazing that the Giants have won 6 games. I said it here months ago, they'd be looking to win 4. And the reason why is because they're defense. Look how many points they get up almost every game. And now they have this big game this Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for those who keep the score. And they're facing the Panthers, the undefeated Panthers. The Panthers are, what, like 13-0 right now as we speak? Cam Newton,
I thought they finally lost the game. I thought they actually lost the game.
You think it probably the Golden State Warriors who finally lost. They finally lost.
Okay, somebody lost, you know. Somebody who normally wins lost. Listen, somebody who normally wins lost. So I got them confused. It ain't like somebody normally loses one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we almost fought. But who would have thought that?
This is
right.
I was going to say, but for everybody who is kind of wondering what's going on, this is the year recap. You know, I did not tweet today because I was so pissed off. I've got some personal stuff going on, and when I get mental stress, it takes a toll on my body. So I can't get up and I can't function the way I'm supposed to. So
I understand.
I didn't tweet the way I'm supposed to because, you know, I realized, so today was my day of saying fucking, I'm doing like Frozen. I'm let it go. I'm mm-hmm. letting it go. I'm letting it go, and I hate that fucking song. But because it's been 2 days of it wearing on me.
Gotcha.
You know, I said, fuck it, I can't have this because bitch, you been gained back that 20 pounds. She lost it, 30 or 40 or whatever I done fucking lost. Mm-mm. Bitch looks too good right now to have somebody doing that. So, so I do want to make, I want to call this the Side Piece Recap Show. And the reason being because the highlights of this year, the things that were most memorable of the year is what I want to really talk about. I can't focus on any of the other shit because I want to focus on the memorable thing. Memorable things, the good and the bad in sports this year. This year started off with the love of my life, Donald Sterling.
Yes.
And, you know, this is one of those things where you sit there and say, sometimes it's good to be white because only a white man can make a fucked up ass comment and still come out on top money-wise, okay? Look how many people are trying to follow suit with him. I said, well, hey, I think I called somebody a nigga a few years ago. Can I sell my thing, you know? You know, I think I called a Hispanic a wet sack. Can I sell my thing, you know? And I know people are like, are you really trying to make, like, you know what? It's funny because this man, his comments were racist. His comments were his comments. You know, but to see the number of owners who came out after that about the shit that they said, to me was more funny because it's all right. Like, come on, sell my team now, you know. If this motherfucker can get his team taken from him and sell it from up underneath him for that shit, come on now, you know. It's almost like, motherfucker, like, please take my team, you know. You know, it's like, yo, I called two lesbians, lesbos, you know, can't come with certain things.
I mean, it's been one of those years, I can't believe it's old as far as with you, it's a pleasure, and I would love this to keep going on. And just, you know what, it's just so cool to know that, you know, people like you that are in my life when it comes to the radio thing, I am very proud and honored to know you. I put it like that.
You said everything
right last night, and if I was there last night, I probably would have been worse than you as far as shit I would say to that person. Oh.
You know what? I just had it. I had just had it. I was through. Because I've said that before. And
you many times.
I got caught on a night where I was already in straight up bitch mode from beginning to end of the show. So it just happened to be that tip that caught me while I was in my bitch mode.
Yeah. Well,
and it was like I just had to let it go.
I understand. You try to, like, you know, just push it along and okay, and you've done that more than you have mentioned it. Let's put it like that. And, you know, when you're in that mood and you see something that really getting on your nerve on top of it, you go, and it's going to show. And I just love that you're definitely a ride or die chick. That's for damn sure. I love it. Love it. I love how you defend me, and I'm honored. And I thank you.
But what do you mean I'm ride or die?
Well, basically, you know, a person that's there for somebody that they like. That's my definition of it. You know. Oh, by the way, I'm not making a joke, and I swear to God, I am not. I Googled 2015 review in sports, and I swear to God, this is the first thing that came up. I swear to God. And I hate to bring this up, but this is one of the things that I remembered that we first talked about in the beginning of this year. January 4th of this year, the Lions and Cowboys playoff game. Swear to God, the first thing that comes up for the review of 2015 in sports, as we all know how the Lions got screwed big time by the shitty referee officiating.
I can't do
that game. I'm sorry. I swear to God, this is the first thing that popped up. I swear to God, I am not lying to you. I'm not trying to make a joke or get you mad. I'm just being honest.
I got all my frustration out last night.
Okay.
I had all my
questions. Okay, well, that's good. But
I'm glad that you listened to last night's show, because now you see how that show is going. If you're in the chat room and you already hear that I'm in that rare mode, I mean, maybe I'll bitch a little bit and I'll kind of make light of stuff, but I don't go for two straight fucking hours bitching. And once you hear that, anybody who has been listening to this show or listening to me for the number of years I've been on the air, I have never, ever done that to anyone on the air. Never. I can say that honestly. And the odds are, I hope I don't have to do it again. But because so many warnings have been given and it had been asked so many times to not do it, it was where, listen, I'm already in this mood. You know,
yeah, you feel disrespected. You feel disrespected.
You know, but it was disrespectful to the other show also, you know.
True.
Was disrespectful to both stations. And then when it popped up, well, I've been blocked off of Twitter, that's not my motherfucking problem. And I think I should have just like that too.
Yeah, no. First of all, how's that justify what you're doing? That still doesn't justify what you're doing. You know, I'm just saying, that, and along with obscure references that made no sense to the show at times too, that's another thing. And we all know, we've seen those, and it's like, okay, what does that got to do with what we're talking about? Whether it's, you know, it's all about sex, or more sex, Bear Black Bitch Show, or Athens V Sports.
And then it's there when my ass
says
he's passive. But you know what? But when I come on and say, because Sierra said something about I made him quiet or something, and I was like, he's fucking passive aggressive. I mean, that tells you the mood that I was in.
Yeah, exactly. Passive aggressive is what he is. And I just don't. Anyway. And I was hearing it. I was yelling with you, like, yeah, that's right. Say it. That's right. Wish I was on the air, I would have said more. I would have got on the air if I was producing last night. Oh, my God. Anyway. But,
you were probably rolling.
Oh, my God. I loved it. You know why I love the aspect of it is that, and, you know, shout out to Sierra. We love Sierra. Because Sierra is opposite of you as far as temperament. So, because it takes a lot for her to really get to a point where you at, you know, even more so. So when you hear you go off and she's just there and she's laughing and says her thing, it's just funny, like the different take of it, you know. But I found it hilarious. By the way, real quickly, I know this is a sports hour, but I haven't got a chance to been on the last 2 days, and I sincerely apologize. I've apologized to Ms. B, by the way, privately, and I want to apologize to the listeners, too. Unfortunately, certain things have come up, and that's the reason why. So hopefully it gets straightened out.
I had to put it out there last night because I know that there would have been some type of fucking rumor coming out.
That's so bullshit.
You know, and that's what I said. That's why I put it out there. I was like, listen, I don't pay the people who work for me. That's the
way. By the way, what I was going to say is that because I haven't been on the last 2 days, are you curious how me and Naomi's dinner date went last week?
Yes, I am. Very curious.
We're putting the sports on hold for just a couple of minutes. So it was last Wednesday night. I got to pick the restaurant. I was very, you know, very responsible human being. I reserved a table for us at I don't mind saying the place it was, because it was pretty good. It was a place called E&E Grill Grill House, which is just off Broadway by Times Square. And I got there first.
Sounds fancy.
I got there first.
Sounds fancy.
You know what? It was to my budget. Yeah. It was to my budget. Didn't break the bank. But it was definitely, it was like a cozy type of restaurant. It had like a bar up front and like booths and tables in the back. So I got there first. I got there about probably 10 or 15 minutes before our reservation time, which was like 7:30. And she got there, and it was wonderful to finally meet her. And we got to this is so funny.
Before you go any farther, was her ass banging or what? I hate her.
Oh my God! And I'm a man, and I try not to be so obvious. Because I really respect Naomi. I really do. You know that. I freaking love her.
I respect her, but
she got a bang. And yo, did you see the? I don't know if you saw on her Instagram what she wore that night. But
no, I need to go to Instagram now.
Oh my! Oh my God! The first thing that was so funny. So she gets there. And I was waiting up front on that table, and we embraced, you know, we hugged and everything. And the first thing she said, luckily I have this coat on because this skirt was creeping up on my ass. Showing. If I didn't have this jacket on, it would be a nice show for everybody. I was like, hey, this is a great start already. So we got to a table. Now, mind you, we get to this table, right? It was like in the corner of the restaurant. I would say this corner of the restaurant was maybe 6x3 or some shit like that, if I'm saying it right. But it was a regular table, right? Meanwhile, there were booths open, which I prefer a booth, over a table. I just like being in a booth. That's just like me, if I had a choice. And as we get there, she was like, is it possible we can change seats so my big ass could be over there? Because anybody doesn't know, Naomi's tall. You know, she's about, I would say without heels, she's probably just under 6 feet. But with heels on, she's like, and she was wearing heels that night, she was at least 6'2". I would say at least 6'2". So the guy was like, yeah, sure. So now I'm, we make sure we get into a booth right there. And we started talking. And one of the things she said to me was, like, you know, I picture you taller. I guess he pictured me like 6'2 or some shit. I said, no, most of us Puerto Ricans, we're usually 5'8. We're just a little taller than Mexicans. Mexicans usually look like man children. You know, they like 5'4, some of them. But there are a few of us that actually are in the 6 feet range, but usually they're in professional sports. Not too many of them, but they are. So, the funny thing is we got so into talking that, you know, we're supposed to be in our menus trying to order something. And every time the waiter came up to her, she was like, oh, can you give me like a few more minutes? I'm sorry. So I was like, well, I'm ready. And I ordered my first, what was it called? Because it was a steak. I said, screw it. It's a fucking Grill House. I want steak, right? So I ordered I forgot the name of the fucking steak. But I ordered that. I asked the guy, like, well, how is this, like, you know, how is it served, da-da-da. I was trying to make myself a little more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. How is it served? Oh, yeah, da-da-da. Okay. So then I ordered that. So we'll come back, you know, for Naomi. So we had our drinks. She had a Cosmopolitan. I had a Budweiser. You know, this is what I understand. You're in a restaurant, right? You would think with a bar they would have, like, Budweiser in our tap. Or, you know, the major beers that you could think of, domestic beers you could think of, you think they have on tap. This fucking place didn't have that. So, no, well, we have a, you know, she's, the woman's telling me these names I never heard of. I said, do you have something local? All these, I want, oh, yeah, we have a Budweiser. Okay, give it Budweiser on the bottle. You want a glass? I felt like saying to him, I felt like saying to her, no, I'm a real man. I drink it from a bottle. I don't drink no damn glass unless it's they serve it in like one of those, you know, glasses in a bar, you know, like one of those things. But
okay, first of all, you were talking about beer in a glass.
Yeah.
You should drink me out of a glass. Especially when you go to a restaurant like that. Excuse me?
Well, it depends on the glass. But the glass wasn't the glass that I would... Like, if it's a mug, like a beer mug, yeah, definitely.
No, you don't do a mug. You do it's a highball glass. It's a tall glass. That's wide at the top that you drink beer out of. Am I going to have to fucking come beat your ass and teach you how to drink beer out of a glass, damn it? I ain't talking about no fucking mug. There are glasses of beer. Dang on it.
But that type of glass wasn't the type of glass you're talking about, though, what they had. But anyway, so we get talking, and then the waiter comes back again, and she still couldn't make up her mind. So she was like, oh, how about the New York Strip? How is that, sir? Like, if you could she said, if you could recommend one, what would it be to the waiter? Because she couldn't know what the hell, what steak she wants. The guy was like, he recommended the New York Strip. So then I go, okay, well, if that's the case, then I'd rather have that. And now he's like, really? You really did that, James? You changed your order? I said, well, why? You know, he recommended, so I want to make sure I have something that I can trust with. I never ate this place before, and I'm going
okay,
by
my
this
question
guy.
To you. You know, she likes the cow. Anybody
yes,
who don't
does.
Know what I'm talking about.
You
so when I say, okay, that's my girl, and she likes to move. She likes moo, moo, moo. Moo, 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 moo.
Yes.
She likes to
yes.
move. And
yes.
If anybody who thinks I'm being, a smart ass or being funny, first of all, I don't drop love from a girl because she probably kicked my ass. I'm just calling it the way it is. She likes,
mm-hmm.
anybody who knows me, I've always talked about how she likes the cow, you know.
Yep.
And I'm not a big cow either. So it always amazes me because it never, ever ceases to amaze me because I'm just like, if I ate the fucking cow, I'd be bigger than the cow, you know. And then I look at her like, damn it, I hate you. That's why my bitch ass is over there eating fucking damn pasta and shrimp and shit. Because if I ate the motherfucking damn moo moo, I would be the moo moo. She loves the fucking cow.
Yeah. So
and I just
yes,
took and I just took a picture. I just took a look at the dress she had on. She's worn that before, and that damn dress does. It hugs her fucking ass.
Oh yes. Yes.
She changed her hair.
Yes, she changed her hair. Yep.
And I know everybody's like, how do I know this shit? You know.
I should have sent you the picture.
I mean,
me and her took a picture together with her phone, a selfie picture, a couple of them. I forgot to send you one. I looked horrible in it, and of course she always looked perfect in a picture. I've never seen a bad. I've never seen a bad picture ever of her ever in my life.
Why do you think I hate taking pictures with her?
Yeah, no,
did you see some of the pictures that were on the quiz? Well, I'm on the fucking cruise at the damn white party, and I look like. What the fuck happened to you, bitch? You know.
It's almost like, how did you get invited to this party? Did you crash it? No, but like, when she took the picture, right? Like, this is after we ate. Oh, by the way, the New York Strip was very good. They served us, like, mashed potatoes, but it's not the custom mashed potatoes I'm used to. It was like, how can I explain it? You know how you make that mashed potatoes where you make the reservoir of gravy on top of it? You know, that's the normal,
yeah.
to me, type of mashed potatoes. Well, it wasn't like that. It was just, like, spread out, the mashed potatoes, but no gravy, which is weird. No gravy on mashed potatoes, but anyway. And, but
well,
it was good.
I don't always do gravy on my mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something I do. The only time I really do gravy on my mashed potatoes, I know y'all saying, how the hell they get to this? But the only time I really do gravy on my mashed potatoes is if I make fried chicken. If I make fried chicken... Then I make homemade gravy because that's the only type of gravy I like. So when I do fried chicken, if I'm going to have mashed potatoes, then I'll make my homemade gravy to go with it. And yes, I said homemade. I don't comprehend the other shit because gravy ain't gravy unless you get the chicken droppings and the scrapings from the bottom of the pan from the fried chicken with the bacon grease, with the chicken grease in it. That's when you know you done got some shit. And you got to put the flour in there. I teach you motherfuckers how to cook, okay?
Especially you always fry it in a cast iron skillet, just like you were saying, a cast iron pan. Yeah, I remember. when I took that picture with her, I looked, I don't know. My normal smile didn't look good. And she was like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Trust me, I'm next to you. I look, I don't know. I just don't look right. I don't." So
nobody looks good next to her. Nobody looks good next to her.
Oh my God!
Your ass could be dressed for the fucking Academy Awards in a fucking red carpet dress with motherfuckers and did from head to toe, and then you get next turn, you be like, "Damn." can somebody airbrush me or something?
Please, yeah. Don't put a mask on me. So I told her, as far as the things we could talk about, it was like a radio show in a way, because it was very good conversation, which I'm not surprised. And she actually periscoped our date, which was funny. She surprised me with the periscope, and we got to talking and stuff. It was very cool, and that was on, you know, for those 24 hours, and then we got to talking. And I admitted to her, I was like, "Listen, I ain't going to lie. I was actually a learned nurse." She was like, "Why?" I was like, "I never met you in person." I mean, we've talked. But most of the times when we've talked, it's been on the air on your show. It's not like I've talked to you, you know, like that off, you know, the air like that. So just like,
should you know Miss Lee? Come on now. Do you think
she kind of said something like that. Yeah, she kind of did. Yeah, she was like, "Yeah, but..." I said, "Yeah, but this is what it is, okay? Because Naomi, when you see Naomi, first of all, in person, she's even more beautiful. That ain't a lot. Because in pictures, you're like, damn. You see her in person, you're like, damn. And so you just want things to go right, especially when you first, you know, when the first impression, you know, when you, okay, I know we've talked and stuff, but when you never met in person, you just want to make sure things go right. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like,
I see her, I grab her ass or her titties, you know.
Well, that's different. You've known her a little longer than I have. You've been with her more times than I have. I'm not there yet. One day.
You better stop. Hold back up, because somebody's going to say, "I've been with her more times than you have." I have not been with my girl sexually. Let's get that clear for everybody.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Damn words.
I know you
did not mean it like that, but I have to clear it up very quick, because motherfuckers will sit there and take them words and twist them immediately.
Yeah.
No. I always molest Naomi. You have to understand. I did not molest her on the ship because other people were trying to molest her. It was actually a shock. That's the first time I've been around her and not molested her. I don't think I'm not me if I don't molest her, okay?
You must have been going, you were having twitches and stuff. How did you not been do it?
No, actually, I was trying to molest somebody else. That's what happened. It was another chick on her. She had a banging ass body, too. So apparently, she became the focus of my molest. But then when they said that's who I was trying to molest, I was like,
gotcha.
The person, I know what it is, the person that I wanted to molest. I don't think that she was the molesting type. So, I won't molest those who I don't think that I could get away with molesting.
Mm.
But I. So, even though the person I wanted to molest, I didn't molest, I think I took the next option, which was molestable. I mean, let's put it like this. I only molest those that I know I can get away with molesting. Okay?
Gotcha.
I don't go after, and I'm not like a man, you know. I don't go for the pussy just because it's there. It's got to be something that I want for me to molest it. You know, somebody is like, "Did she just really go there?" Yes, I did. You know, men. The more men drink, the more their dick gets hard. The more bitch looks good.
Yeah.
I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I just don't fuck the motherfucking coyote. I don't. I won't. You know, I haven't met any coyotes I want to fuck yet.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, and if you don't understand what I mean when I say I don't fuck the coyote, go watch the movie Coyote Ugly, and I will explain it to you, okay? I'm not going to say. You had a good time with my girl. I'm so happy. Did you see some of my tweets, which were very few when I was on vacation? Nothing that you posted because I did a T-shirt. As you know, it's like copyright that big stuff. They might try to use it. It was put out there with the copyright on it. I'm serious. Once you copyright it, any type of way you copyright it, once that copyright mark goes on there, if somebody else tries to use it, I'm going to fuck them up.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of cute. What did you think of it?
I didn't get a chance to see how it looked. I don't think I saw it. What was the, how did it look? Was it your favorite color, purple and black?
No, I just did like a really quick thing. I just did like a quick sketch and copyrighted it. So I just did like a blank T-shirt and threw on their vacation routine. Wake up. Vacation routine. Wake up, have sex, work out, eat, repeat.
Repeat, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I did see that. That sounds familiar now.
Vacation routine. Wake up,
nice.
Have sex,
nice.
Work out, eat, and repeat.
Oh, so listen to this real quick before we continue with your thing. So she was like, well, if I wasn't leaving the next day, we would have, like, the night would have gone longer. We would have hung out to a club that she knew of, some dude in the Bronx. You know, I think it was like some. So she said, next time I come, we're definitely going to hang out. I thought, oh, that's great. So we actually had a 3-hour dinner. Most of it talking, morning eating, and a little drinky drink. And she was like, okay, you know, since how far? She was like, how far is Rockefeller Center? I thought, oh, that's like right down, a couple blocks down. So we got down there. We saw the tree. And what I found, it is a tree. Yes, we walked into saw the tree. I took pictures. She took pictures of herself with the tree, you know. Of course, the camera was always happy to see her. And she took pictures of that with the skating rink and stuff. And I found out something from her that I'm surprised of, that I think a lot of people think the same way for some reason. I don't know why. Because I was explaining to her, like, telling her about the tree, whatever, like, how to get it there and stuff. And she was like, oh, it's a real tree? I go, yeah. It's always been a tree. They've always used a real tree. She goes, really? I said, I always thought it was a fake tree. I go, no.
You know what? Now, see, I guess I'm the person who's never thought that. And maybe because we have a big tree here. Our tree is similar to the one at Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you know what? A lot of it is because of her being on the West Coast for so long. You know, come on now. They don't comprehend that shit. I mean, even though she's from Chicago, but she's been on the West Coast for so long, she's forgotten that in the Midwest and on the East Coast, when it comes down to the public trees are always real. The White House tree is real. Rockefeller Center is real. The one in Detroit is real. The one in Chicago is real. The one in Cleveland is real. Any other major cities, their trees are always real. They never put up an artificial tree. They take the time to look for the tree. They cut it down. I mean, these trees are like hand-picked. Some of the trees are flown in. And when I say flown in, I don't mean on a damn plane. These motherfuckers are flown in via fucking helicopter, which is really funny when you watch them come in via helicopter because they have to go to business when they're brought in by helicopter. I kid you not.
Damn.
It's not like that they're just coming down the street.
With the Rockefeller one, they do this overnight and they put in a big flatbed truck, a huge flatbed truck. And they use cranes and shit to lift the bitch up and, you know, get that situated. They do this overnight, and it's amazing they could do it then because Manhattan, you know, anybody knows about, you know, driving, you know.
They never
Manhattan. You want to kill in New York traffic, period. And this was so, oh, this is so funny. You were there, you would die laugh. So we had, first of all, bottom line, it was a wonderful night. And what made it better, it was above normal with the temperature. I don't know how it's been around your way in Michigan.
Well, titties hard. I mean, well, her nipples hard. I mean, I really hate her sometimes. You know, she could walk around with no bra on.
Oh.
I can't.
So, it was like in the mid 50s. You know, it was pretty warm for December, and it's been like that here most of the month of we've broken records recently, you know, being in the, you know, the lower 60s during the day, which is unheard of December in New York City, especially in Northeast. So when we finished Rockefeller Center and everything, great conversation. I mean, you know, we could have talked forever. That's how great it is. And we're walking back. It's, okay, she's trying to get an Uber, you know, to pick her up, the car, you know, that service.
Yeah.
So she was having issues with her phone. And if you know about New York City, they got these, I don't know what you call it, but they use this in Chinatown or, like, in China. You know those guys that they drive the bicycles but it has, like, a buggy in the back? I don't know the exact name
rickshaw.
For it. Like the
rickshaw.
Yeah, thank you.
Rickshaw.
Yes. So a couple of dudes came up there, said, hey, you know, what do you need to do? And she goes, I ain't getting in there. And I think what made her even more not want to get in there, because when I saw one of those, I told her my experience one time when I was an intern at a production house company where I had to get, like, camera equipment, and there was no taxi service around. Now, mind you, this is during rush hours. You would think they would be, but they weren't. For some reason, they weren't picking up nobody. I had to go on one of those fucking things. And let me tell you, it was like Indiana Jones coming to life when I was in that shit. I felt like I was in a Universal Studios ride. I get the motherfucker going in between traffic and shit. I'm like, motherfucker, you're gonna kill me. What the fuck you doing? I have all this shit in the back, all these cameras equipment and shit that I'm sitting on top of. Like, what, you trying to kill me? So I guess when I told her that story, that even made her more want to say, no, I ain't. It was at least two guys, at least a couple of them. Hey, won't you go? No. No, baby, no. I'm not getting in there. I'm not getting in there. And what's funny, we're crossing the street, and one of those was next to a city bus. I said, see, that would have been your ass right there, right next to a city bus. That would have been your ass. That bus, all I had to do was make that right, and that's you're dead. So she finally got the Uber to come, you know, because it was only a few blocks from where we were at with the restaurant, but in New York, just to go a few blocks, when I tell you, anybody that hasn't been in New York City, it doesn't matter when, holiday season or not, just a pain in the ass just to go. I mean, from she was just saying how when she flew in to LaGuardia to get there, it took like a couple of hours from LaGuardia to get to Manhattan in a hotel. I said, yeah, I could have told you that because it's just ridiculous. But it's better off to go from LaGuardia than from JFK because then it would have been a longer drive. Yeah, JFK is more of a pain in the ass.
But now I'm leery about flying into Newark again because they're saying that the airspace around Newark and LaGuardia is some of the most dangerous airspace in the country. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And believe it or not, I was supposed to be flying into Newark in the near future. I was like, well, that's all right. I guess maybe I'll have to fly into Pennsylvania and catch them train back or something.
Oh, nice. Is that soon? Is that like within a month or something? Or
No, anybody who knows my day job, I fly all over the country.
Yeah,
so I haven't flown into Newark in a while. But after I heard that, I was like, mental note, if they ask you to volunteer to go to Newark, Tom, only if you can fly into Pennsylvania. You know, I'm like, okay, where the fuck can I fly into outside of Newark? And, you know, there's really no – and Newark, literally, the bad part about that is that Newark sits literally 15 minutes from where I have to be, the airport, 20 minutes top.
Okay.
So it's, like, really, really bad because whenever I fly into Newark, I stay at the Hilton right there at Union Station. So, I mean, yeah, it's a Hilton that attached to Union Station. So that's where I always stay. And
I know where you're at.
Sucks.
I know you're talking about.
It just sucks when I, you know, that now I don't want to fly into Newark. And I kind of need to go because I haven't been there in a while. And I do want to go because they have one of the most best chocolate makers in the world there. And
really?
Every now and then they do public tours and I want to go. I won't say who it is, but I normally get a private tour, which is one of the few perks that I have that I get private tours of some of these places. So I really, really kind of want to go because I need some more candy. And I want to find a store and I can't. But now I don't want to find a Newark. But that's the beauty of it. But we're going to recap my vacation a little bit because there's the only thing I want to talk about is what the man, what the love of my life, you know. I got to get money like that and then call. Can I get money like that? And let's, who's the worst basketball team out there right now?
The Sixers.
The Washington Generals?
Besides the Philadelphia 76ers. The Philadelphia 76ers is the worst team.
They're worse than the Washington Generals?
Well, you're talking about the Wizards? Because the Washington Generals, I'm thinking Harlem Globetrotters.
I know. But I really need a bad team.
Well, trust me. They only got one win this year so far. So.
Well, like I said, I need a bad team. Because,
that's a bad team.
I don't want. See, I figure if I get the Washington Generals, they haven't won against the Globetrotters ever, have they? Therefore, I figure if I get that team. And, you know, the Globetrotters finally got a female on there, so I could diss the Washington Generals, and I could say something really derogatory about the female Globetrotter, and then I can sell the team and make all kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't need a really good team. I just need a bad team. And I go for the worst team, because if I go for the worst team, and I have enough money to buy it when it's the worst team, and then I make it a better than worst team, and I say something really derogatory, then I can make all my money back next time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, poor guy.
I don't know exactly who the Washington Generals are.
Poor Donald Sterling.
You know, and I don't want to, and see, let's make it clear, I don't want to sexual harass nobody because they might enjoy it, and then I really have to pay. So I want to be derogatory. Do they have any white players on the Washington Generals?
Do they have any what? I'm sorry.
Any white players on the Washington Generals? Are there any white?
I think so. Yes, I think so. Yes, I think they do in the Washington. If I remember, yes. I don't know about now, but I remember back. You know, when I used to see back in the day, I remember they would have like white guys on the Generals.
Well, is there a white Globetrotter?
No.
I've never seen a white. See, I can make the comment and say, see, I got it now. I can become the owner of the Generals and make a comment about the Globetrotters not having white players. And I can make it really, really derogatory. See, I gotta find out where I can make my money.
Yeah.
It's gotta be set up racist.
Yeah. Also,
I'm just saying.
And just to let you know, you can also say this too, because they've had, I don't know how many times, I think only one time they had a Puerto Rican on the Harlem Globetrotters. So you can also say, hey, how come a Puerto Rican's on a match?
No, I can't say how come. No, I got to make a comment about how shitty they play. I'm going to say, you know you bad when you white, when the fucking Harlem Globetrotters going to hire you. You know, at least the damn Sixers had a white player. I mean, the Celtics had fucking Larry Bird. Detroit had Bill Laimbeer. Who the fuck the damn Globetrotters got?
And never had a white guy ever. Bill Clinton
again
could apply since he has his offices in Harlem.
Oh, maybe, you know what? No, that would get me in trouble. I was going to say something about the president, but then I would have to call Monica.
But that would be, yeah, I mean, if it was anybody else, it would not have worked out the same way it did, but it was John, the balance turn.
Like I said, I'm still riding on that because, see, where else in the United States of America can you be a fucking racist and make more money?
Only in America, the Don King says. By the way,
but where else other than America does societies get sued by the whites and lose? I still want to know how that the hell get sued. You know, these, and if y'all become joking, these are sports highlights. These are sports highlights. I know y'all might thinking I'm bullshitting, but this
that
is really
was,
a sports highlight.
That was one of the most pissed I ever was that episode when we did earlier this year. That bullshit.
How do you sue the hoe for fucking your husband? The guy got to do good, because you know what? I ain't not a motherfucker yet that will give me $1.5 million for my pussy. I mean, come on now. I don't want a nigga that's discrepant between her legs. Because she don't look like a woman. Let's just be real.
No.
It ain't like we're talking about the most attractive thing out there. So,
no.
I'm going to, you know what? But see, we know she got to be good because her best friend is Corinne Stephens. And for those of y'all who don't know who that is fucking Superhead. Therefore,
well, yes.
Again, when you sue the hoe and the hoe loses, I got to, again, that's a sports memorable moment. Y'all might not think of it as sports, but when the side piece records the sugar daddy being a racist, and then the wife of the sugar daddy sues the hoe and wins.
That's bullshit. That's so bullshit.
So my memorable moment is that I have never been, I'm not a good hoe. And you know what, let's keep it real. I have never knowingly been a side piece. And, you know, I'm sure somebody said, you just called yourself a hoe. Look, I'm being facetious. I'm only me, you know. But what I'll tell you is that I have never knowingly been a side piece. That doesn't mean that motherfuckers may have not had somebody and not told me, but that's not my fault, okay? You're not a side
exactly.
piece when the motherfucker is lying to you. So we want to keep this real, people. You can't be a hoe or a side piece if the motherfucker lies to you. Because you don't know.
Exactly. That's the difference.
But I can tell you, I'm good at what I do. Now, we didn't have ass mystery sports, so we're going to talk about how good I am. I'm so good that I was taking it to sex when I was out of town.
Damn.
All I could say is that I found out where my kryptonite was. And I got a chance to go pick out a brand new Louis Vuitton bag that was only $2,300 and some red bottoms. And
well,
red bottoms
really
on sale for $11.
Huh?
What'd you say?
You must have been really good in the bedroom lately, so to get that, huh?
Listen, after 7 fucking years, I have earned this, okay? I have earned it. You know, I tell everybody, you know, I've earned this.
Yes,
so I have no problem saying that I have earned it.
So good for you.
Do I have it in my possession
like
yet? No. I don't have it in my possession yet, but see, now we got the man on board.
Okay.
If you have no intentions, would you tell your woman, let's go to sex?
Okay. If I had no intentions for what? What do you mean?
Purchasing anything for her or anything, would you tell her to go on the sex and then take her to the shoe salon?
No, because you're just asking yourself for trouble. If you're just going in there for the fuck of it, not buying, you just put yourself in a bad situation.
But I'm saying, most men don't do that.
But
see, now I was told up front, I want to have an idea of what you want. And that's not bad.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I don't mind
Absolutely.
Going in.
Oh, hell yeah. I would not do it myself. I would rather her know what it is, especially something like that, because when it comes to a woman, you want them to, when it comes to shoes or something to that nature, you know, clothing, whatever, you rather say, okay, we're going here, you pick out what you want, and I'll buy it. Cause that way I know it's something you like, not other than me, if I just did it and, you know, and you don't know what it is, and you open and you go, well, you know, I don't like it. But it's not, you know, you'd rather have the size, how it looks, you know.
I have done that. I was a teenager when I did it, I was a teenager when I did it because I wanted a Coach purse. And I specifically asked for a Coach purse because I dated, the guy that I dated in high school was my age, but he had other ventures going on. I'll just leave it like that. And he can afford to, I mean, at the age of 16, I was wearing Louisville watches, okay? And my mom and daddy didn't buy them for me.
Gotcha.
And my Louisville watch was bought for me by another 16-year-old. Let's just keep it real. I've never really been an older man, so I had a 16-year-old buy me a Louisville, brand new. So I was accustomed to certain things. So I think this was like our second or third Christmas together. And I said, I want the coach purse. And I even showed the coach purse I wanted. This motherfucker went and bought me like 3 purses from this other store. And I looked at that shit. I was like, I don't want this shit. Come to find out, his sister had picked out the purses. I said, you're the motherfucker for his sister. Now, his sister wasn't no old chick. Let's keep it real. It wasn't like we're talking about some old chick who, I mean, she picked out what she liked.
Mm-hmm.
But I specifically asked for a fucking purse, a specific purse. I didn't ask for 3 fucking purses. I asked for 1 goddamn purse.
That's yes, a very specific type of purse.
I took that shit. I said, you know what? You can have that. His sister was like, you really? I was like, mm-hmm. I said, I'd rather get nothing at all than to get this. I was like, I gave him what he wanted. I want what I want. And she called me a spoiled brat. I said, I earned that purse. I said, I earned it. She said, well, I'll keep these purses. I said, you go ahead and keep them. I said, I want what I want.
Exactly.
Very adamant. And that is the only time, believe it or not, that is the only time that I've given a gift back and been mad about what I was given.
Okay.
When I got married, my ex-husband gave me everything that I wanted, you know. Mm. And pretty much, you know, the person I'm with now, and we've been together 7 years, you know, I put my foot down a few years ago saying, I have to have my ring. I have to know where this is going. And anybody who's ever seen me in public knows that I do wear a ring on my left finger. And it's not a ring that I bought. This was the pacifier. I call it my pacifier ring, but I do love my ring because I'm always looking at it, and I make sure it gets clean. So it was a little better when we were in New Orleans. So I took that bitch and got it clean. I was like, see? I was like, see them sparkles? I said, it need a friend. So that's when I was told that that's when I was asked, so are you going to pick out the ring and tell me what date and how to do it? I was like, oh, would you like instruction? I was like, you know, I can. You know, shut the hell up. That's when you know as a woman that it's coming soon. Because you guys don't make comments like that. Would you make a comment like that to your woman?
Said, oh, you mean what you're talking about with the bag? You mean like that?
No, with the ring. If your woman looked at her hand and she said her ring needed a friend, would you make a comment and say, what are you going to do, pick out the ring and tell me what day, when, and how to do it?
Depends.
If you had no intention of marrying this woman, would you make a comment like that?
No. Oh, if I had no intention, no.
That's why I said, y'all don't normally make comments like that unless it's soon. And me and Sierra was talking about what we consider soon. I went man soon within 12 months. That's what I consider soon for a man, because y'all time frame is different from ours.
Yeah.
So what is the man's definition of soon?
Soon would be, yeah, because to me, you have to know the person and see, you know, if it fits and all that good stuff. You know, you have to go through a test drive of everything, you know, emotionally, physically. Definitely within a year is too early. Maybe
no,
after
I'm talking two? About, well, no, I'm saying after the comment was made. I'm not talking about after being with my, we've been together 7 years. Now the comment has been made. What are you going to do, pick out the ring and tell me when and how to propose also? That's what I'm saying, because y'all don't come out with that. We already been together 7 years.
Okay.
And I already technically have my ring. I just want a bigger ring.
Okay. So he hasn't proposed yet. I thought he has proposed yet.
No.
Oh.
No, we tell everybody we're engaged because we know we're, put it like this. There's no disagreement that we're getting married. So when we introduce each other, literally when we introduce each other to people, this is my fiance, and that's how I'm introduced. I'm not introduced as his girlfriend because I'm not a girlfriend. I'm his fiance.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the highest.
And, well, on top of that, I wear a ring on my left finger. This is not a ring I bought. This is the ring he bought me, and he bought the ring for that finger. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah, so, I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I would have to think it would be sooner than later. No, this has been that, you know, 7 years.
I said my definition of soon is, man, I always go with, I call the man's definition of soon. When I say that it's coming soon, I say within the next 12 months, because if I go by my definition of soon, you know, women want things like yesterday, so soon could be tomorrow for us. But I have to go by y'all definition of soon, and y'all think soon is 6 to 12 months. That's just the way I look at it. Soon for you guys is 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, but just about, give or take.
But I'm just saying.
That's interesting. So the trip went really well then, right? Your vacation?
Yeah, I got reacquainted with sex. I haven't been in sex in quite a while. hey, you know, I found out how to stop a man from working. I mean, I already knew how to stop him from working, but I actually found out how to stop him completely from working.
It. And you had it out.
So I had a plan, okay?
Yes, you did. I'm just glad everything worked out. Now, I didn't get to see your periscopes. You were having issues getting back home a couple of days ago.
Compensated for that. Yes. I got compensated for that.
Ah, well, that's good. That's good. You got a hookup after you complained.
Oh no, this was more than complaining. This was straight out preferential treatment that was done, and it wasn't done to us. So I acted a stone cold fool because I had to point out some things. I will put it like this. You know that it's bad when I'm DMing Southwest Airlines instead of posting everything on Twitter. We were DMing.
Holy shit, DMing. Oh, wow, I can't imagine what was that. I can imagine every curse word ever.
Not for anybody who doesn't understand, yes, you can. Yes, you can DM the airline, and yet they do respond. And the reason why James is laughing, because he can only think about what I'm saying when I'm DMing them. But
yes, this is serious. This ain't no game. If you're DMing. And you know why I found out, like, about, what was it, like, maybe a couple months ago I found this out. For some reason, which is good, actually, when you DM now on Twitter, You can with long more characters, just like you do on Facebook. Like, it's unlimited. You can actually, it's more than just 100 and.
Oh, I know
weird.
That. Oh, believe me, I know, because I was able to go off.
I remember finding out by accident. I was like, oh, okay, I don't see no minus 10 in the the caricature department.
No.
And I was like,
I had a nice conversation. And, what? I mean, I'm not going to really get into it because we did DM, and that was the one thing. And Southwest had contacted me a while ago and asked me if I really had a serious problem to DM them. And because I was so pissed at this last thing that happened, there's no way I could put it publicly without using cuss words. So with me DMing them, I watched my language. And I was, but because it started before I got home, literally, I finished up the conversation when I got home that same night. So there was no delay in me going off on them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything was within minutes and hours of when stuff happened. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's how bad it was that we literally started DMing as soon as I got on the plane, and then once I got home, I finished the DMing. Because in that time, they responded to the DM. I couldn't see it. I responded back to them and gave them the full breakdown of what was going on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But the bottom line, it was taken care of, basically. You were taken care of.
Yeah, I was taken care of, but you know, I wish he had more time tonight. But let me know that I still got other things I got to do. But for everybody, this is the recap. I know y'all said there was no recap, but the only big recap was the side piece thing. I mean, there's something else I wanted to talk about because I don't want to talk about the Adrian Peterson and all that shit because I think that bringing up that old wound is unnecessary. But I think the side piece thing, because that's something kind of funny, and I'm not saying that it's funny as in, oh, my God, you know, it's so funny, but it's one of those things where you could bring it up and there from the perspective of someone who reports on this stuff, I'm able to talk about it without getting pissed. And that's the best way for me to put it, you know, without me getting really my personal feelings into it. You know, that's why I always talk about that's the love of my life, because it's just one of these things that you just can't believe what happened. You know, that's just like a totally unreal. That's not what happened. So for anybody who has said, why am I making light of it? I'm really not making light, but come on now. If we could go by, you know, shit, let's go buy some semi-protein and make some racial comments because we're going to get paid. I have come to a conclusion, and I think what I'm going to do, and you know, better yet, I'm going to go into, I'm going to buy a hockey team because, you know, mostly white people are hockey teams, and I'll be a black owner, and I'll go on their white face. And so I was just trying to fit in.
Mime? You're going as a mime?
No, I'm going to go in. I'm going to do like a Whoopi Goldberg did in Associate. Remember when she did the full makeup to be a white man? That's what I would do because I got to fit in.
There you go.
I would be the black owner that they knew was black owner, but I would tell them I had to come like that because I didn't think they would take me seriously if I was a black woman. Even though they knew they had a black owner, I would come up in there and say, yo, yes, fellas, I was just trying to fit in and, I thought that you could relate to me more if I look like this. Don't you know that I would get money off of that? I could sell my team for millions and millions of dollars.
Billions.
Because I would be insensitive to white people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy me a hockey team.
You would prefer to buy the Red Wings, so obviously it'd be good.
No, I can't buy the Red Wings. They cost too much, and they do too damn good. I got to go buy a shitty hockey team. I can't buy
like, like the Coyotes or some shit like that?
Yeah. I got to go buy a shitty hockey team. I got to go buy a shitty, hockey team. You know.
By the way, real quick, let me ask you this, because this is something I won't be able to talk about tomorrow because I'll have a shorter show tomorrow. Congrats to Serena Williams for winning Sports Person of the Year on SI Sports Illustrated.
Congratulations, Serena!
I love her too.
Sports Illustrated. Okay, also Sigma Sports Illustrated, the young man, the first teenager to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He's a young man from Michigan. He brought attention to, I want to say, CP. He did a walk last year carrying his brother who has CP. Like 45 miles, and he has brought major awareness, and he is the Sports Illustrated Teen Athlete of the Year. And I'm sorry, I don't have the young man's name in front of me, but he is from Michigan, and he's actually doing it again. And he carried his brother, literally, who actually has CP. And if I'm wrong on the disease, I apologize, but my intent is to just give respect for him because that's a major accomplishment for a teenager to get Teen Sportsman of the Year. And if I'm not mistaken, he's going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You know, so big shout out to him to be a teenager and to do that and to bring that type of awareness other than saying, oh, that's just my brother and he's got a problem, you know, to take the time to not only bring awareness to his brother's disease in a positive light, but to do something to raise money to look for a cure, you know, and to bring the entire country in on it. Majorly commend him. And I guess that's a good way for us to end our year, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Real quick, since you are a horse person, a lot of people...
I don't fuck them.
I know. No, I'm not saying that. But a lot of people...
I just had to put a little bit in there.
No, I wasn't going there. I'm just saying because... there are some people who are upset that American Pharoah didn't win Sports Person of the Year over Serena Williams because American Pharoah won the Triple Crown.
Okay, but American Pharoah is a motherfucking horse.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry.
Thank you.
If I would give Sports Person of the Year, I would give the jockey versus the horse.
The horse.
But I would not
thank
give,
you.
No, I said the jockey. I would give the jockey.
Yeah, I heard you say.
Versus.
Yeah.
If I were going to do that, I mean, now, I'm going to keep this real because I don't follow Sports Person of the Year. I'm not a Sports Illustrated fan. And
me either. I'm just,
we're not
going to
get into it. But, no, but I'm just saying,
it.
I'm happy that she won. But, you know,
she deserved it.
What I'll say is that for anybody who's so worried about what Sports Illustrated is doing, right now, Sports Illustrated is the new Playboy in the conversation on that. And if y'all don't know what I mean, take a good look at it.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
That's what it boils down to.
Ain't that a badass cover? Isn't that like a female boss cover there? You've seen her, right? On the cover?
I haven't seen the cover. I really don't pay attention to Sports Illustrated. And this, I mean, I just don't because Shape Magazine is more about the athletes than Sports Illustrated. And that's sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's true.
And I'm not saying that shape should not be about athletes, but
mm-hmm.
Shape is truly about self awareness and being healthy. Sports Illustrated is Playboy or Hustle or whatever you want to call it. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
What I commend.
Yeah, I got you. I'm not a Sports Illustrated person either. I was just hearing that she won Sports Person of the Year. I think it's well deserved. And the bottom line is, I don't think a horse should win over a person.
A horse is not a person.
Thank you. Sports person. It's not sports animal of the year.
It's not sports thing.
A
if
horse
that's the
of
case,
the year.
Come on. Wait a minute. If that's the case, then next thing you'd be saying is it's one of the Transformer cars. It should be sports person of the year. Come on now.
Yeah, so I just want to congratulate my tennis wifey, Serena Williams. Well deserved. She didn't get the grand slam, but she won her ass off at the bottom line. Kicked ass.
And her ass is still intact. But we will be back actually next year.
Yeah,
we're
going to
be back next year.
You're technically correct, yes.
And this will be the first time we're actually taking 2 straight weeks off. We're not going to do a show here and a show there. We actually will not be back on the air until Tuesday, January 5th.
Oh,
and
2 days after my birthday.
And you will not see, as far as me, I'll probably be on Twitter hiatus a little bit just because we're having the staff, the Bees After Dark staff is having a meeting probably, I think, well, we know what day, we're having a private meeting on site. And we'll be talking about next year's shows and we'll be talking about what people want to do and we'll be seeing what's in store for you guys, and you guys will be years apart. Your gift will be when we put out there what we're going to do next year. When you see the schedule
nice.
Come out, then you'll be like, okay, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Until then,
yeah.
I'm going to say it because fuck being politically correct, Merry Christmas to everyone, and have a safe and sober New Year. Over because I don't want any of my fans or any of our fans to not make it into 2016 because of alcohol.
Especially me.
So, especially you. Have
yeah,
a great
you.
Rest of the year, you guys. The
yes,
entire staff at Bees After Dark Radio and the Bees After Dark family. Happy
yes.
New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Bye. And next year, I should be on all shows, hopefully.
Yeah, and we'll know the same schedule is. Bye-bye. Good night.
Yes, by then. Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, Feliz Navidad.
Bye.
Bye.